Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio, and welcome, YouTube. So good to have you with us tonight. And our pastor's here. I do. All right. Amen. Yeah, Flaming Hot Cheetos. It's counting down. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, pause for a second, everyone. This happened last night that the sound was very low. Love, how do I turn up the sound on this? Or can I? I know when Dan was saying that it was low, it was actually on their end at Dr. Barclay's, but we know that the sound is good on this one. See, when it's on my computer screen, I know how to raise the volume. I don't know how to do it so much on this screen. Okay, let me do that and see how that goes. Is that any better? Watch me. Watch me. Where's Julio? Amen. Yes. We self-identify as anointed. Fresh oil. Oil, amen. Do it. Anoint him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Fresh oil. Amen, 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 amen. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. More people will come to Jesus through my testimony, my ministry, my mantle of anointing, than the previous 12 years combined. Amen. Wow. Great testimony. Amen, amen, amen. 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 Yes. We don't lean. We stand. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oops. Yes, you are. We still see you. Yeah, let me look. So, Aaron, yeah. My goodness. Yeah. My goodness. I am. Psalm 133:2. Thank you. About 9 o'clock. Thank you. Amen. We have. It's been kind of a tin can sort of sound, but we can hear you good. I almost said something. I thought, oh, we can hear him good. It's fine. Yes, we can. About 9:15-ish. Matthew's 25:7. Seven. Whoops. Thank you. My goodness, I lost my screen here. Here we go with the prayer of salvation. Pray this from the very depths of your heart. Here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out to your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me in the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Well,
sorry about that. I thought I heard a moose or a bear or something outside the window. I'm not sure I didn't. But here we go. Hallelujah. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. Now pray this out loud. Here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord. And by your stripes, I am healed in my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions. There is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive your body broken now in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the bread together. I thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And now let's lift up the juice together. Hold on, having crazy highlighting. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's receive the juice now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yes, yes. Thank you. Real quick. John Wehner is with us. He's not able to comment on YouTube, but he wanted to say he loves your pastor. He loves Community of Faith. He's in Utah, and he's doing well. And he just wanted everybody to know he's with us, even though he can't comment with us. So. Okay. We love you. And God loves you. Amen.
Can't comment with us.
Thank you, brother. Hi, my love.
Hi, my love.